book of Luke, chapter number 17. Luke, chapter number 17. If you'll turn there with us this morning, I want to read a few verses, beginning with verse number 11. Luke, chapter 17, verse number 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Where were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Our Father, we bow in your presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to come into your house. We thank you, Lord, this morning for these, our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of the hour. I pray, God, that you would grant it today. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, that your will be done in Jesus' name. Lord, that sinners would repent, backsliders would turn from their wicked ways. We ask you, dear Father, again, that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach one more time, Lord, as we stand between you and this judgment-bound people. Lord, we do realize the responsibility that's laid upon us and the necessity of the preaching of the gospel. We ask you, dear Father, again, that you'd give us the words that we need to say. Go with us now, Lord, and whatever is done to hear today, we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for a few minutes on He gave him thanks. I want to talk to us about thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Be thankful for all things. As we enter again into the Thanksgiving season, we call it a day where our nation recognizes a certain time of the year where we're to bow and to be thankful for what God has done for our nation and the blessings that God has given us. Now, I realize the church recognizes Thanksgiving all the time. There's not just one day out of the year that the church recognizes Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to the people of God is every day. Aren't you thankful this morning for that? Amen. The Bible said here, I was 10 lepers. Few things I want to talk to us on what to be thankful for out of this text this morning, if God will help me, on things to be thankful for. I realize today that it's easy to be thankful for material things that we have. Working hard, having jobs, and working and laboring and buying and having stuff and lands and houses and things like that. All things, good things come from above. I believe that God is interested in the things that we have. I do. I really do. If they're used for His glory and for His honor. I don't believe you have to stay a pauper to be a Christian. I believe that when God saves an individual, He does something to their mind, and He changes that mind, and that individual begins to think a different way. He thinks different about his finances. How the Bible said we labor that we might have to give. How before you saved, it was all about what you could get. But isn't it amazing when the Lord saves you, it's about what you can do for others? Yeah. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. He changes our minds. And the things that He gives us is to be used for His glory and for His honor. So we all can be thankful for the material things. But it's not always the material things that we're to be thankful for. There are other things. There's spiritual things and physical things that we're to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my health, that it's as good as it is today.
I don't have perfect health. I struggle sometimes with my health, but nevertheless, I'm able to get up here and be here this morning and to be able to worship the Lord here at Antioch Baptist Church and worship Him. I could be in the hospital this morning. I could be facing surgery, could be having a stroke. I could be, a lot of things could happen. But right now, I'm thankful for my health. Amen. I'm thankful for my spiritual condition. I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God. Aren't you? Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad for what the Lord has done for me when He saved my soul. And so I'm here today to worship Him because He saved me. Not because He's given me things, but just because He has saved my soul from dying and going to hell. I'm glad this morning for His salvation and thankful for His salvation. These 10 leprous men, I want to talk about them now for a few minutes this morning. Thanks to be thankful for pulling out of the text. First of all, I want to be thankful for the fact that He has considered me. Look in verse number 11. The Bible said that Jesus, that it came to pass as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Amen. Now, He didn't have to do that. He could have went straight to Jerusalem, but He considered the Samaritans and the Gentiles also as He began to journey. While He was here on earth, it wasn't all about the Jew. It was about all people that could come to the Lord Jesus and believe and be saved. I'm glad the Lord considered me. Amen. When you think about it, why would He do that? When you think about it, look who I am. Look who we are. Sinners. If every one of us got justice with it, everyone ought to be in hell. It would have been justified for Jesus to pass me by and to pass you by and go to the better man. But I'm glad He considered me. I'm thankful as a 16-year-old boy on the wrong road, He considered me and called my name and gave me opportunity to come to Him. He considered the leprous people. Amen. Now, you know, they were considered the outcast. They had a disease that was highly contagious. If you got around the leprous people and you were touched by that disease, you got leprosy, and there was no cure for leprosy. Now, that's what a dreaded disease this was. I imagine the Lord considering somebody with leprosy without not them having no cure. But I'm telling you, he wasn't afraid to go to the roughest places. He wasn't afraid to go to the roughest people. Amen. He considered. That's why the Bible said, for God so loved the world. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God. It wasn't just one type or one ethnic group. I'm glad it was everybody that He considered and that He included in His salvation. Had it not been for that, every one of us had been outcast. He considered me. Amen. I'm thankful for Calvary this morning. Ain't you? Amen. I'm thankful for Calvary. When I think about Calvary, I believe that place, Golgotha's Hill, was erected there that day for the Lord Jesus to come and to die in that place for the whole world. Yeah. Not just one or two, but for the whole world. Yeah. Thank God for Calvary. And every individual that'll make a trip by Calvary, and they'll believe on the Son of God. Amen. And they'll believe in His finished work, can have forgiveness of sin. Makes no difference what color you are. It makes no difference how tall you are, how short you are, or if you're educated or not, or if you're wealthy or not. Amen. I thank God for Calvary. And if we'll take another look at it this morning, we can see God's love for the whole world. I'm glad he considered me when he went to the cross of Calvary. I believe I was in his heart and on his mind when he went to that cross. I really do. Somebody said, well, that's a foolish thought. You wasn't even born then. I believe that he knew I was going to be born.
Yeah.
Amen. And he went out of Calvary on my behalf, knowing that I was going to be born into this world, knowing that you was going to be born into this world. He didn't give up on us, but he kept going all the way to Calvary. And he considered not only the past and his present, but he considered all of us throughout all time.
Amen.
I'm glad and thankful for Calvary. Amen. That included me. That included these leprous men. That included you this morning. I'm glad for Calvary. Amen. The Bible tells us here, these 10 leprous men, as far as we know, I don't believe there's all Jews. I believe there's all strangers. Jesus called him a stranger. And so, and when you think about it, they was at a crossroads. They was at a place headed to Jerusalem, Samaria, and Galilee. There's all gathered at that crossroad.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and I believe this, that we're all come to a crossroads in our lives somewhere. And sometime, they come from every direction. And these 10 leprous men, listen, leprosy, you were considered an outcast.
Yeah.
And the only people that those leprous people could be around is leprous people. They couldn't be around nobody else. They may have been a leprous from this nation, a leper from that nation, a leper from that nation, and they all come together at the crossroad where our blessed Lord was coming by. Oh, I'm thankful, hallelujah, for a place called Calvary, the crossroads of life, where every man, woman, boy, and girl has to take a trip to Calvary. And they can either accept him or reject him. I'm grateful and thankful this morning that I went to Calvary.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the change.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bible said that they cried and had to have mercy unto the Lord and have mercy on him to cleanse them. And they cried out to him and he said, go show yourselves to the priest.
Yeah.
The only time anyone could ever go show themselves having leprosy to the priest is the fact that leprosy would be gone. That's amazing.
Right.
That leprosy, that's the only time. Now understand this. There was never a time where a leprous man in the old Bible ever got cured from leprosy to show himself to the priest. There wasn't ever a time of that. The priest was always standing ready should the leprous come. But the leprous never came. But on this day, there was a change taking place. Hallelujah. 10 leprous men. Jesus says, go show yourself to the priest. Hallelujah. Out of all the thousands of years of leprosy, now the priest standing in order. Here comes 10 leprous men that had been cleansed and changed ultimately and cleaned up from their leprosy. I'm thankful for the change.
Amen.
Nobody cared for me like Jesus.
Amen.
Nobody cared for you like Jesus. Amen. These leprous men were changed that day. The Bible said as they turned to go towards the priest that immediately they was cleansed. They were cleansed of their leprosy. Don't you imagine what they must have felt like? How that their greatest a desire of all their life was that their leprosy could be healed. They would, because of their leprosy, they were going to one day die. There was no cure for it. They were going to die with leprosy. And many of them did die with leprosy. But these men were cleansed. They were changed. They knew something had taken place.
Amen.
Oh, listen this morning. I'm thankful for the change that Jesus made when he saved my soul, aren't you?
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm about to blow up here.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm trying to keep my composure, but I may not make it. I'm telling you, when that change takes place, the Bible said if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature.
Amen.
Behold, old things are gone.
Yeah.
New things come in.
Amen.
My smile made a difference.
Amen.
Amen. How I treat folks make a difference.
Amen.
How I talk to people made a difference. I'm going to tell you there was a change taking place.
Yeah.
The things the Apostle Paul said, the things that I once hated, now I love.
Yeah.
The things that I once loved, now I hate.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm telling you this morning, he makes a change in people's lives, and he still changes lives today.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for a life-changing experience that we have when we get to Jesus.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm glad for the change. Thankful for the change. I would probably, as you, be dead now had it not been for the change that had taken place. Some of you here, some of you no doubt were headed down the road with your sin. Some of you with alcohol, some of you with drugs. If not, you was headed in that direction if you were not already there. Some of you already ought to have been put in jail. But aren't you glad, amen, that he changed you?
Amen.
Amen. I remember when I was a young boy, I had a guitar case in my hand, and I ran away from home going to California to hook up with a rock band. That's what I wanted to do. I couldn't even play a guitar, but I was headed to get in a rock band, and I was going to really be something.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? My long hair, my bell-bottom blue jeans, tank top, weighed 100 pounds soaking wet, with a guitar, a box and a guitar in my hand, going to California to be somebody. Oh, thank God. The Lord said, wait a minute. There's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to take that little old boy, amen, and save him. And we're going to make something out of nothing. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this morning, I'm thankful for the change.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. That the Lord makes in our lives today. Woo! Aren't you? Oh, I'm thankful. Amen, I'm thankful. Amen, I'm thankful for the cleansing of my sins.
Yeah.
The Bible said, go your way, show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
Yeah.
They were clean, made clean. That word clean, it could be used as a word holy, righteous, right. That's what that word can be used as. And they were holy in the presence of God.
Yeah.
I'm glad for the day when the Lord forgave me of all my sins. When I repented and asked him to forgive me, he forgave me.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that forgiveness, that initial forgiveness, that he took my sin and he cast it away from me as far as the east is from the west.
Yeah.
Thrown him in the sea of forgetfulness, put a no fishing sign on there. Praise his holy name.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're never to be brought up before me again.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Amen.
For the cleansing of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Naaman, the Bible said when he went down into that river Jordan and dipped seven times, he came up and his skin was of that like a little baby, a little child.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even leave a scar of that leprosy on their skin. I'm going to tell you, when this man was healed, these men were healed, those little spots over their body was gone.
Amen.
I'm thankful for a complete salvation.
Amen.
Not a halfway, but all the way.
Amen.
I'm glad what he does for us, he does it once and for all. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad when he cleans us up and forgives us of our sins, we're clean.
Amen.
Amen. We never have to worry about that again. When God sees me, He sees the blood of Jesus Christ, the cleansing blood, amen, that was shed at Calvary. That pure, perfect blood was shed abroad and applied to my heart. And when God sees me, He sees the blood. Amen. And He sees me clean. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sin free, thank God. Not even a mark nowhere of my sin in the eyes of God. I'm thankful that He claims me. The Bible said, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face and his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. That's not a coincidence that that's put in the book. The fact that he's a Samaritan. I believe the Lord said, I love you, old Samaritan. I love you, Samaritan. He didn't say, wait a minute. You're half Gentile and half Jew. I might not ought to put my hand on you. I might not ought to claim you. But I'm thankful He claimed me. Amen. Aren't you glad He claimed you? Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we could be called the sons of God. You know what that means? That means He says, son. He's not saying stranger.
No.
He says son.
Amen.
He calls me son. That's why I can call Him daddy.
Amen.
I'm glad and thankful that He claimed me. Nobody else. Nobody cares enough to say that I'm His. Of all the people in the world, my mother and father had to claim me. Because my birth certificate said I belonged to them.
Yeah.
I was birthed into that family. They're gone now. My mother and daddy's gone. As far as that's concerned, that claiming's gone. But there's one who claimed me and claims me when I'm good.
Amen.
He claims me when I'm bad.
Amen.
He claims me when I'm sick. He claims me when I'm well. Makes no difference. I'm His son, and He's my father.
Amen.
Thank God He claims me.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that. Are you thankful this morning?
Yes, amen.
Sometimes we forget, and we let Thanksgiving get by us. I'm thankful for my wealth, though it's meager. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for my health, physically, financially. I'm thankful for the things that God has given, but more thankful for what God has done in saving my soul. My name is written in heaven. In the Lamb's Book of Life, I am headed that way to claim my inheritance one day. Amen. It's perfect, in a perfect place. That's why I'm excited and thankful this morning. When I think about Thanksgiving, I'd like for us to stand this morning.